Apollo Control, Houston, 82 hours, 13 minutes into the flight. And we are in the midst of one of our quieter passes today. We've had very little conversation. Here's what we've had in the last 10 or 15 minutes.
Houston, Apollo 8.
Apollo 8, Houston, over.
Roger, Mike. I find that tracking is much easier using the sextant than the scanning telescope. You have finer control, and at these orbital speeds, resolved and medium seem to be the best combination.
Roger, Jim. I copy that it's easier for you to use the sextant than the scanning telescope. It gives you finer control. And say again after that. Houston, do you read?
Roger, did you copy?
Roger, I copy that its tracking is easier using the sextant than the scanning telescope. It gives you finer control. And say again after that, over.
And the combination of resolved and medium is perhaps the best combination. The combination of our speed low is too low. You can't catch up with the target.
Roger. Understand the best combination is resolved and medium. Low is just too low.
Roger. Houston, Apollo 8.
Apollo 8, Houston, over.
Roger, I'm not too sure what happened that time, Mike. I was parking on the landing site using the code, and I kept getting a large trunnion for auto optics, and I could see that the target or the landing site was coming up, so I just went manually and marked, and yet the latitude and longitude were quite different from the nominal.
Roger, we copy that, Jim.
Apollo Control here, that brings us up to the live action. I can't really tell whether this conversation will be extended or not. Mike Collins is doing a lot of note-taking. Let's hold on for a minute or two and see. Each revolution around the moon today, the crew has been given a go approximately about 20 minutes before loss of signal. Right now we stand 38 minutes from loss of signal on this particular rev. About to pass the navigational updates to the crew. Here it goes.
Go ahead, Houston, Apollo 8.
Roger, we're checking into Jim's remarks on his P-22, and in the meantime, I have your maneuver pads and map updates at your convenience, over.
Roger. Data, Mike.
Okay, before that, we'd like to take the DSC away from you, please, for a while.
All yours.
Thank you. And we'd like you to go to Pooh and accept. We have a P-27 state vector update for you.
There's Pooh, and I'm going to accept.
Thank you.
All yours.
Which would you like first, the map update or the TEIA?
The map will be fine.
Okay, map update. LOS 825554. Sunrise 830549er. Prime Meridian 831138. AOS 83.
Apollo Control here while Mike is passing this update up. Is the respiration rate is up somewhat, 20 to 21. And shows an activity mode as normal. Could be that he just went from the couch down to his GNN station or moved in the opposite direction. Cabin pressure 4.9. Cabin temp, 77 degrees, where it's been most of the day. I'll go back now to the update.
Ready
for the TEI pad.
Roger, the TEI 8 pad. SPS / GNN. 4-5-7-0-1 minus 0-4-0 plus 1-5. 7-0-8-5-1-8-1-9-0-4. Are you with me so far, over?
Roger.
Okay. Plus 3.
Follow control here. The crew now is directly opposite the Earth. They're just west of the Sea of Tranquility. Just south of the Imbrium Sea, southeast of the big crater Aristarchus, and directly east of the enormous ocean Procellarum. They're only just a few miles north of a cluster of landing sites, which are right along the lunar equator. They're about 8 lunar degrees north. Of these sites, four of them that we consider prime sites in that central Apollo zone, which is boxed in by an area of about 45 degrees west by 45 degrees east and running 5 degrees north and south of the lunar equator. And that's the area, of course, that crew have concentrated today on their optics checks as well as their photographic efforts.
1-0-6-0 left 4-2 plus 0-7-7-3 minus 1-6-5-0-0 1-2-9-8-2-3-6-2-5-6 1-4-6-4-6-1-8 North set stars remain Sirius Rigel. Roll 1-2-9-er. Pitch 1-5-5. Yaw 0-1-0. Four quad ullage for 15 seconds. Horizon on the 4-degree line at TIG. And requesting you zero the optics. Over.
Roger. Going to zero optics. Are you through with the computer now, Mike?
It's your computer, P-27, LEM State Vector, NN Verified.
We're going to put it in the CSM slot.
Roger. That's from it.
Okay, TEI-8-SPSTNN, 45701, minus 040, plus 157, 085-18-1904, plus 33195, minus 01267, plus 04716, 179-008-001, NA plus 00187, 33552, 311, 33355, 42090900, 252, Neshuba, down 060, left 4.2, plus 0773, minus 16500, 12982, 36256, 1464618. Sirius Rigel, 129.155.010, 4 quad, 15 seconds. Horizon 4 degrees.
It's different.
Yeah. Sometime back, we noted evidence of a restart in the computer and wondered if you had any remarks about it, or...
I know, Jim got screwed up on one of those programs, so he's getting kind of tired here, and we got a restart in a couple of program alarms. I don't know what he did.
Roger, Frank. Main point is the computer is looking fine to us now.
That's good.
Houston, don't leave all you hear up here.
All right, we have a filter, Jim, for that.
Thank you.
Follow it, Houston. Some of Jim's previous comments about the limb brightness as the sun was about to come up have sparked a lot of interest down here. And we'd like to ask him if he gets a chance to notice again, or perhaps he can recall, whether there were any changes in the appearance of the stars, such as did he notice any twinkling while this was taking place, and did he notice any narrow limb brightening within 10 to 20 seconds prior to the sun's rising, over.
He'll be waiting. He's doing a B-52 now.
Okay. Roger, Jim, understand. We copied that, and just are curious if you see it again, whether you notice any stars twinkling or any additional information.
Will do. We'll might have a chance at this control point one.
Actually, he doesn't want to pass out too much of that information. He wants to save and write a paper when he gets back,
right? Right, and... German, probably, huh?
Houston, Apollo 8.
Apollo 8, Houston.
Okay, what time is that TV, Mike? 85-37?
85-37 to Terminator, which is probably like 86-14.
Okay, well, I don't know if we can go that long with it, and I'm going to scrub all the other experiments, the convergent stereo or the other photography, and we are a little bit tired. I want to use that last bit to really make sure we're right for TEI.
Roger, understand, Frank. Couple of miscellaneous items for you. We'd like you to discontinue charging battery B at this time. We'd also like to get a cryostir 2 minutes on all four. And your up telemetry IU switch put to block, please. And you are go for the next lunar orbit.
Thank you.
Roger.
On this next rev, too, and let Jim take a rest.
Roger, understand. You want to scrub control points 1, 2, and 3 on the next rev and the conversion stereo on the following rev.
That's right. We're getting too tired.
Okay, fine. Houston.
Go ahead.
Roger, this rev coming up, we'd like to clarify whether you intend to scrub control point 1, 2, and 3 only and do the pseudo landing site, or whether you also intend to scrub the pseudo landing site, Mark Siller.
We're scrubbing everything. I'll stay up and point, keep the spacecraft vertical and take some automatic pictures, but I want Jim and Bill to get some rest.
Roger, understand.
A planned drastic reduction in activities in the next several revs. We've been noting that we, and suggested earlier, we had a tired crew. Certainly indicated in Lovell's voice. We've heard very little from Frank, from Bill Anders, who is presently in a sleep period. It just could be that it'll wind up our activities in lunar orbit. There's a conference going on now around the flight director's console, and it will be from that the ground will make up its mind on what if anything is needed, what if anything we might suggest to Borman. And that undoubtedly would be the subject of a further conference if anything more was needed. Sounded to me like Frank was fairly definite that he wanted to wrap it up at this point, and certainly let Lovell get some rest before the trans-earth injection burn.